Today's Amud is Megillah Yedzayin Amud Beis. We're holding on Yedzayin Amud Aleph, five lines from the bottom, by the word Tana. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that a person who reads the Megillah L'mafreya, he is not Yoytze. If he reads, like we said, Achashverosh Bimei Vayhi, he's not Yoytze. So on that note, says the Gemara, Tana V'chein B'Halel V'chein B'Kriya Shema U'B'Tfilah, that the same halacha applies to Halel, Kriya Shema, and Tfilah. If you read it out of order, if you read it L'mafreya, you're not Yoytze. So says the Gemara, where do we know, by all three of these things, Halel, Kriya Shema, and Tfilah, where do we know that you're not allowed to read it L'mafreya? So says the Gemara, Halel Minalan, what's the Makar first for Halel? Says the Gemara, a few different options. Rabbo Amar, Tchsev mi mizrach shemesh an mivayoi. We say in Halel, mi mizrach shemesh an mivayoi, so we darshan that just like the sun is always in order, it always rises in the east and it sets in the west, so too Halel has to be like the sun, it has to be in order. Rav Yosef Amar, from Zehayoyim Asa Hashem, that just like the hours of the day, they always go in order, they never go backwards, so too Halel has to go forwards, it can't go backwards. Rav Avya Amar, Yehi Shem Hashem Mivayrach, Yehi is a lashon of Bahavyasa Yehei, it should be exactly as it is, you can't read Halel out of order. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok, Vitim Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar, Mehacha, from the following pasuk, it's from that which we say, Me'ata V'ad Olam, so just like the times of the year don't go out of order, so too Halel can't go out of order. Says the Gemara now, Kriya Shema, that Kriya Shema has to go dafka in order. You can't read Kriya Shema l'mafreya. What's the makar that you can't read Kriya Shema l'mafreya? The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa is talking about something else, Batsam. Says the Braisa that Kriya Shema kichsava divrei Rebbe, that Kriya Shema has to be read in Lashon HaKodesh the way it's written. That's the Shita of Rebbe. You have to dafka read Kriya Shema in Lashon HaKodesh. The Chachamim Maimrim B'chol Lashon. The Chachamim say that no, you could read Kriya Shema in any language. We'll see on Amud Beis that what that means is any language that you understand. Someone who doesn't understand French cannot read Kriya Shema in French, but any language that you understand, so you can read Kriya Shema in any language. So Rebbe says Dafka Lashon HaKodesh, the Chachamim say any language you understand. My time of the Rebbe, what's Rebbe's makar that it has to be Dafka in Lashon HaKodesh? Says the Gemara, Makra, because the pasuk says v'hayu, it says v'hayu advar meila. V'hayu teaches us b'havyasan yehu, it should be exactly as it is. So just like when you open up the Siddur, you see Kriya Shema. When you open up a Sefer Torah, you see Kriya Shema written in Lashon HaKodesh. So too, when you read Kriya Shema, it has to be b'Lashon HaKodesh. V'rabbanan ma'itayma. Why do the Rabbanan say that you can read Kriya Shema in any language that you understand? Amar Kra, because the pasuk says Shema. Kriya Shema starts off with the word Shema. They darshan from the word Shema b'chol lashon sha'atay shemeya. Any language that you understand, so you can read the parish of Shema. V'Rebbe Nami Aksiv Shema. What does Rebbe do with the word Shema? Says the Gemara, whom he bayilei, he uses it to teach us that you have to hear. Hishmia la'aznecha ma'asha'ata ma'itzei mipicha. That you have to hear with your ears that which you're saying. When you read Kriya Shema, you can't just read it with your eyes, you can't just, you know, mumble it. It has to be that you could actually hear yourself saying the words. Shailu, if it's very loud in the room, so is it a volume level that be'etzem you're able to hear, or does it have to be be'payil that you have to hear? But Al-Kapanin, that's Rebbe's drasha from Shema, that you have to hear what you say. V'Rabbanan Savri, V'Rabbanan, they hold, Kemand Amar, Akariya Shema, V'lo Yashmi Al-Azna Yatza, they hold that you don't have to hear yourself, at least B'di'evet, that if a person reads Kriya Shema and he doesn't hear himself, he's Yaitse, so therefore Shema was extra for them, and they learn out from Shema any language that you understand. Ask the Gemara, V'Rabbanan Nami Aksiv V'Hayu. What did the Rabbanan do with Rebbe's pasuk, with that which it says V'Hayu, which is Mashma B'Havyasan Yehu, that has to be that you read Kriya Shema exactly as it is. What did the Rabbanan do with V'Hayu? Ha'umi Ba'ilei Shlo Yikra L'Mafreya. They say, you're right, Kriya Shema has to be exactly as it's written, but it's not referring to the language. It means that you have to read it straightforward. You can't read it backwards. You can't read it L'Mafreya. So that's really the reason why we brought in this whole Braisa, was just to get to this point, that you see this is where the Chachamim know it from, that Kriya Shema cannot be read L'Mafreya, it's from V'Hayu. the Rebbe. Where does Rebbe know this halacha from, that you can't read Kriya Shema L'mafreya? The Rebbe shel yikra L'mafreya minale. Where does he know that you can't read Kriya Shema L'mafreya? Says the Gemara, because the pasuk says v'hayu hadvarim. So midvarim hadvarim. It could have said v'hayu dvarim. What's the extra hey v'hayu hadvarim? It's to teach me this additional drasha that not just does the language have to be v'havyasan, also the order has to be the advarim. The words have to be b'avyasan. It has to be that you read the words in order. V'rabbanan dvarim hadvarim lo mashmalu. Whereas the Rabbanan, they don't darshan anything from dvarim hadvarim. They held that it was an extra. So the Gemara brought this braisa just to really to bring this last point, that you see that this is the makar that Kriya Shema cannot be read l'mafreya. Once we're on this topic, says the Gemara now that lema k'sava Rebbe kolatarakula b'cholash enemra. That's them. As an aside, says the Gemara l'chayr, we can make a dig from Rebbe. Rebbe said that Kriya Shema has a drasha for it. V'havyasan yuhu. V'hayu, v'avyasan yuhu. Rebbe has a drasha that Kriya Shema has to be written dafka. It has to be read dafka in Lashon HaKodesh. So it's mashma that the rest of the Torah is b'chol Lashon Nemra. You could say it in any language. From the fact that the Torah had to go out of its way and tell me about Kriya Shema, that you have to read it dafka in Lashon HaKodesh, it's mashma that the rest of the Torah, like by Kriya Satira, so you could read the Torah in any language. It doesn't have to be dafka in Lashon HaKodesh. Because if you're going to tell me that no, anytime you read from the Torah, it has to be b'Lashon HaKodesh, so then lama lila Michtav v'hayu. So then why does the Torah have to tell me by Kriya Shema, oh, by the way, v'hayu, that you have to read it in Lashon HaKodesh? Shkayach, the whole Torah I have to read in Lashon HaKodesh. It's mashma from that which the Torah specified by Kriya Shema, that you have to read it in Lashon HaKodesh, that the rest of the Torah you don't have to read specifically in Lashon HaKodesh. Says the Gemara, it's not muchach, it's rich, I could tell you that the Torah needed to tell me by Kriya Shema v'hayu, that you have to read it dafka in Lashon HaKodesh, even though kol Torah kula, you have to read in Lashon. Why does the Torah have to specify dafka by Kriya Shema? Because Salka Daitoch Shema Karabanan, so that you shouldn't think to darshan Shema and b'chol lashon shata shemeya, that you could read Kriya Shema in any language like the Rabbanan darshan. Therefore, Kasav Rachmanu v'hayu, to show that no, even by Kriya Shema as well, it has to dafka be in Lashon HaKodesh. Kol Torah Kula, also Kriya Shema. Says the Gemara now, the Diyak from the other way around from the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said that we have a drasha from Shema that Kriya Shema you can read in any language. So name a Kasavri Rabbanan Kol HaTorah B'Lashon HaKodesh Nemra. So that's mashma that when it comes to Kriya HaTorah in Shul, so you have to dafka read it in Lashon HaKodesh. The Isa Kodait B'Chol Lashon Nemra, because if you were allowed to read it in any language, so then Lamali Lamicht of Shema. So then why would I need the Torah to specify by Kriya Shema that you can read it in any language? Kol Torah Kula I could read in any language. Says the Gemara, similar Teretz, it's Trech, that no, really Kol Torah Kula, Kriya Satira, go to Shul, read it in French, have a fun time. Just by Kriya Shema, the Torah had to tell me also that you could read it in any language, because Sal Kodai Dechamina Vahayu Kerebi. Because I would have darshaned Vahayu, like Rebbe said, Bav Yasin Yehu, that it has to be Dafka and Lashon HaKodesh. So therefore, Kasav Rachman Shema, to teach me that no, you could read Kriya Shema in any language. But really, Kol Torah Kula could be read in any language. So now we brought the proof for Hallel. We brought a raya for Kriya Shema. Says the Gemara now, what's the makar for Tefillah? Tefillah minalan. Where do we know that Shemana Esrei has to be dafka in order, that you can't say it out of order? Says the Gemara, the Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, it says that Shemana Pakuli hister Shemana Esrei brachos lufnei Rabbi Gamliel al haseder biyavne. It says that Shemana Pakuli, he made an order to the 18 brachos of Shemana Esrei in front of Rabbi Gamliel in Yavne. And Amr Rabbi Yechnan va'amri lo b'masnisa tana, that mea v'esrim zekenim, that there were 120 zekenim ubehem kama neviim, and amongst them many neviim, the anshe kneses ha'gedayla that Ezra gathered together, they were tiknu shmoyne esrei brachos ala seder. They're the ones who made the seder to the 18 brachos of shmoyne esrei. But the point being is that you see that there's a seder, you see that there's an order to the brachos of shmoyne esrei. So since there's an order, so mistama, you can't read it out of order. That's goof of what they were misakin. They were misakin as specific order, you're not allowed to read the brachos, the mafreya, you can't read the brachos out of order. So now that we mentioned the idea that there's a seder to the brachos of Shemana Esrei, so now for the rest of this amud, and really pretty deep into Yud Chesam and Aleph, the Gemara is going to discuss the order of Shemana Esrei. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. that Minayin Sha'imrim Avais. How do we know that the first bracha of Shemana Esrei, where did they get it from? Why were they Mesader Avais as the first bracha in Shemana Esrei? So says the Gemara Shenemar, they were basing it off of a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk says that Havu Lashem B'nei Elim. It says this is, and this is a pasuk that's brought in Maseches Brachos and Chavches Amibes. The Gemara in Brachos and Chavches brings this whole mizmar and says that there's 18 times in this mizmar that David HaMelech says the Shem Hashem, and the Gemara over there says that the 18 brachos of Shemana Esrei, really we have 19, and 19th bracha was added later, but the Gemara there says that the 18 brachos of Shemana Esrei were established keneged the 18 times it says the Shem Hashem in this mizmar. So it's very apropos, says the Gemara, that being that the first Askara of Shem Hashem is Havu Lashem B'nei Elim. B'nei Elim is a reference to the Avos, so it makes sense that the Bracha of Avos was established as being the first Bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, Keneged this, the fact that it was the first Askara in this Mizmar. U'minayin Sha'imrim Gevurais, and how do we know that the next Bracha is then Ata Gibor, the Bracha of Gevurais, Shenemer, as it says right after, Havu Lashem B'nei Elim, it says Havu Lashem Kavod V'Ois, it's a reference to Gevurais. U'minayin Sha'imrim Kedushais. Keep going. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, Havu Lashem Kavod Shemai Hishtachvu Lashem Behadras Kodesh. So therefore, it makes sense that the next bracha should be the Ata Kodesh. So the first few brachas were all based off of David HaMelech's order. The bracha of Avos, Gevurais, and Kedusha were all based off of David HaMelech's order. So it comes out, not only do we take a lot of David HaMelech's words in the Siddur, much of the Siddur is really words from David HaMelech, we even use his order. We're using his order. It was based off of his order that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were misaking the order of the Shemoneh Esrei. It reminds me, once I was listening to a shiur from Rav Yisrael Reisman. He was giving a shiur on Sefer Tehillim, and so he gave his akdama. He mentioned a story that there was a person, an old man, perhaps an Am Aretz, so he was learning Tehillim for the first time, so he opened up the Tehillim, and he starts going through the Tehillim. He says, oh, interesting Sefer from David HaMelech. He starts going through the Sefer, and he says, hey, David HaMelech plagiarized. He stole all the things, he stole all the words from the Siddur. You know, really, obviously, it's the opposite. The Siddur, so to speak, stole all the words from David HaMelech. Much of our Siddur is fashioned after, is using the words of David HaMelech. Here we see we're also using the order of David HaMelech. Says the Gemara now, Umar Rayu Laymar Bina Acha Kedusha. Why is it that we say the bracha of Atachainin Ladam Das, we say the bracha of Bina after the bracha of Atachadesh? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vigdishu as Kadesh Yaakov, Vasalukai Yisrael Yaritsu, Usmichlein, right after this bracha discussing Kedusha, the Pasuk says, Vyadu Soye Ruach Bina. So being that Bina is associated right after Kedusha, so that's how they fashioned the Shemoneh Esrei. Umar Rayu And why does Hashivenu Avinu L'Seir Asecha, why does the bracha of Tshuva come after Atachainin? Dechsev, as the pasuk says, Ulevavu Yavin V'Shav V'Rafalai. So you see, right after Ulevavu Yavin of Bina comes V'Shav, comes Tshuva. Ihachi asked the Gemara, if we're using this pasuk, so then what's after tshuva? It should be refua, v'rafalai. So Ihachi asked the Gemara, so then lema refua basra. Why does slach lanu come after hashivenu avinu l'sei resecha? The bracha of refa'enu should come next. Lema refua basra de tshuva. We should say the bracha of refua after tshuva. Says the Gemara, leisal gadaitach dechsev, the pasuk says, v'yasha vel Hashem v'rachameyu vel alokeinu ki yar vel islayach. So you see that really slicha is mentioned right after tshuva. We'll ask the Gemara, fine, so we have one pasuk which mentions slicha after tshuva, and we have another pasuk which mentions refua after tshuva. Umacha zeisa desamcha saha smaychaha. So why are you using this second pasuk which has slicha after tshuva? Why don't we use the pasuk we mentioned before, v'shav v'rafulai, which has refua right after tshuva? So says the Gemara, because ksiv kra achrina. We have a kra that's machria, that really after tshuva comes slicha. The pasuk says, Haseilech l'cho avaneichi, harayfe l'cho tachluaichi, hagayo mashchas chaichi. So you see that really slicha comes before refua. So since slicha comes before refua, so therefore we do tshuva, and then slicha, and only later we're going to get to refua. Well, ask the Gemara, Lameimra de Geula v'Refua Basar deslichahi. Is that really true? That Geula and Refua, like it's mashal from this pasuk, it says, Asaleich l'chol avaynechi, ha-reife l'chol tachloeichi, ha-goyo meshchas chayachi. So it sounds like that Refua and Geula come after slicha. Is that really true? Vaksib, but the pasuk says, v'shav v'rafalai. So what's shot in the pasuk that says v'shav v'rafalai, which is mashma that immediately after tshuva is Refua? So says the Gemara, who lav refua desachluim hi, el refua deslicha hi. Refua sa nefesh or refua sa guf. There's different types of refua. Says the Gemara, the refua in the pasuk of Ishav Rafula is not talking about the physical refua, like what we talk about when we say the bracha of refainu. Rather, the refua that's being discussed in the pasuk of Ishav Rafula is talking about the spiritual refua. It's saying that he's going to get slicha, he's going to do tshuva, and he's going to be forgiven. He'll have a refua sa nefesh. Why is it that right after Slicha, the seventh bracha, even before Refua, the seventh bracha is the bracha of Geula? Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, says Rava, is Misaych, Mitaych Shasidin Ligayo Beshvias. Because since Klal Yisrael is going to be redeemed in the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, during a Shemitah year, the Fichach Kavua Beshvias. So therefore, they were misaking that the seventh bracha in Shemon Esrei, it would make sense to have the bracha of Geula. Now, really, the bracha of Re'eh, which the Gemara is referring to as the bracha of Geula, Rashi points out, is not a bracha of the Geula of Klal Yisrael, it's a bracha of each person's personal Geula. But still, since it's the idea of Geula, so it makes sense that it should be the seventh bracha. Ask the Gemara, though, is that really true? We're going to be redeemed in the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, during a Shemitah year. V'amar Mar, but Mar said that Beshishas Kailais, in the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, so there's going to be a lot of ruckus. B'shvias milchamis. In the seventh year, there's going to be wars. And b'matzeh shvias ben David ba. And ben David, Mashiach's going to come on a matzeh shvias. So says the Gemara, that milchama nami is chalalta de geulahi. It's still, you're right, that maybe ben David's only going to come on matzeh shvias, and the wars are going to be during the Shemitah year. But the wars, that's gufa, the beginning of the geula, that's called that the geula is in the seventh year. Now, avada, we believe, echakulai b'chol yom shayavai, that Mashiach come any day, any year. We spoke about one time in Reis al Halacha on Maseches Erevin. Avada Mashiach could come any time. The Pshat in the Gemara is just that there's a different times Mashiach could come. There's Be'itai and there's Achishano. So this is when Mashiach comes Be'itai. So the Zman is on the Matzeh Shvias. But Avada Mashiach could come if we're deserving. So then Mashiach could come whenever we're ready, whenever we take our steps forward. So then Hashem will reciprocate and we'll have Mashiach even on a non Matzei Shemitah, even on a non-Shemitah year, it doesn't matter. Says the Gemara, Umarou Leimar Refua Bishminas. Now, why is it that Refua is then the eighth bracha of Shemin Esrei? Amrev Acha, Mitaych Shenitna Mila Bishminas, Shetzricha Refua, since Mila is given on the eighth day, and Mila is something which needs a Refua afterwards, Leficha Kavua Bishminas. So the bracha of Refainu was established as the eighth bracha. Why do we say Baruch Aleinu or Barchenu? Why do we say the Birchas Hashanim as the ninth bracha? Amar Rabbi Alexandri, Keneged Mafkiye Sha'arim. As Keneged those that are raising the prices, so we daven for Parnasa, Keneged those that are not nicely raising the prices. As the Pasuk says, Shvur Zeraya Rasha, that Shvur Zeraya Rasha, in the Rasha that David the Mouse referring to in the Pasuk, it's Mavur over there, is referring to people that raised the prices. Udavid ki amara, b'chias amara. And when did David HaMelech say this pasuk? It's the ninth parak of Tehillim. So therefore we say the bracha of Parnasa, Birchas Hashanim, we say it as the ninth bracha. Why do we dafka say the bracha of kibbutz galiyos after the bracha of berachas hashanim? The chsiv, as the pasuk says, va'atem hare yisrael anpechem titenu firchem tisu lami yisrael ki kervu avay. So you see, right after the bracha of parnasa, right after parnasa comes kibbutz galiyos ki kervu avay. So therefore, it makes sense that right after berachas hashanim, we should say it's the kabbish shayfar. Vekevash and Iskaptu Galios, and once we have Kibbutz Galios, so then the next step is Nasa Din Bereshayim, then we have Ashiva Shaifteinu, then Hashem takes revenge from the Rishayim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vashiva Yadi Olaich, Vashiva Chabor Sigayich, it talks about Kibbutz Galios, Vashiva, Uksiv, and afterwards the Pasuk says, Vashiva Shaifteich, Kavari Shaina, we'll get the Shaiftim back. Vekevash Shenasa Din Min Arishayim, and once Hashem takes revenge, he casts Din against the Rishayim, so then so then all the Paishim will be gone, referring to the bracha of Vlaminim Vlamalshinim, whichever Nusach everyone says. But that's referring to the Paishim, that the Paishim will be destroyed. The Paishim really is referring to really the Minim. It's really referring to the Tamidim of Yeshu, but the censor took it out and put in the word Paishim. So Kalu HaPaishim, Ukailu Zaydim Imahim, and the Zaydim is included with the Paishim. Zaydim is a reference to the Malchus Raim, Raimi, is referring to the Romans. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Veshever Paishim Vechatam Yachtov, Yachtov, that they're gonna get destroyed together. Vekevan Shekalu HaPaishim, Mistrei Memes Karen Tzadikim, the next bracha after La Malshinim is the bracha of Ala Tzadikim, because then the Karen of the Tzadikim will be raised. Dechziv, as the Pasuk says, Vechol Karne Rishayim Agadeya Terei Mamne Karne Tzadik, Vekailu Geri HaTzadikim HaTzadikim, and we include the Geri Tzadik together with the Tzadikim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, it talks about the Zakenim, the Tzadikim, Usamachle Vichyagar Itcham Ger. So we include Geri Tzadik with the Tzadikim. Vehecha Misrei Memes Karnam, and where is it that their crown will be raised? Well, Yerushalayim, it's going to be in Yerushalayim, so the next bracha is Yerushalayim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Shalu Shalom Yerushalayim, Yishalayu Ayavayich, Vekevan Shenivnis Yerushalayim, and then once Yerushalayim is rebuilt, so then, but David, so that's when we have the bracha of Es Tzemach David, that's when David the Melech comes, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Achar Yashuvu B'nei Yisrael U'bikshu Es Hashem Lekechem Ve'ez David Malcham. So then we get David the Melech. Ve'kevan Sheba David Basa Tfila, once we have David the Melech, so then we have the real Tfila back, then we have the bracha of Shema Kaleinu, we have Karbanos, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ve'avi'oisim Es Ha'el Har Kachi Ve'simachtim Be'beis Tfilasi. Once we get David, then we get the Beis HaMikdash, and we get tefila. V'kevan shebasa tefila basa avayda. Together with tefila comes karbanos. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Eilei seichem v'zivcheihem l'ratzein ha'mizbechi. That's the hemshich of the previous pasuk. V'kevan shebasa avayda. Once we have avayda, so then basa taida, so then we have the brach of maidim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Zayveach taida yichabdinani. So that's why we have after Shema Koleinu, we have Ritzei, referring to the avayda, and after Ritzei comes maidim, and the rest we'll have to save for the next year, Bezus Hashem.